Blog Talk Radio. Activate. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is gonna break the table tonight. Give it to them, and I'ma give it to you. They don't understand the whole thing. I'm not doggone brother. It ain't no doggone tomorrow, brother. We gonna do it today, and we gonna do it.
Hold up. Man up.
What are you? I'm comfortable.
It's time to man up, man up.
All right, everybody.
Who are you?
You.
No, not me, you.
Yes, I'm you.
Just answer the damn question.
Man up.
Behold this. Life. Real life.
That's what real men do.
Man up.
I'm too strong.
I want a victory.
I want a victory.
You don't want a victory.
Victory.
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody? Once again, welcome. Welcome, everyone, to the Man Up Talk Show with yours truly, Mr. Naz. And, of course, we got my partner right here on the line, the wonderful, my brother, Mr. Eddie L. Fairley's in the building. What's going on, brother?
Good evening, man. It seems like I'm fighting that thing that you and my brother Hassan was fighting these last 2 weeks. But I'm here, and
no.
I'm going to be here.
No.
I don't know how that's going to be for the for my responses, though, because that means I have no filter tonight.
Well, we hold it down, brother. No doubt.
That means
no doubt.
I will not have a filter at all, because I just don't care at this moment right now. So
you know what? That's the best way, brother. Sometimes, you know, I like this. I like this. This is what I'm talking about. Because when you're not feeling well, you just want to say what the hell is on your damn mind. And somebody say something stupid, there's no governor. So tonight, there's no governor. We're going to go all in. We're going to be clear about things, whether you're sick, whether you're not feeling well, what you want from a woman, what you don't want. And if you're sick, keep asking me, are you all right? Stop it. we're gonna go in. My man, Hassan, again, you're tuned up. He'll be calling in shortly. So we waiting
Please
on him.
Please call
him,
man. I miss you, bro. I've been waiting
man.
On this guy, man.
Since yeah, I told one, him, dude. Man. I told him. I know he's listening. So he said you know, get his stuff together. So he'll be on the show. So he's got in for work maybe about a half an hour ago. But Hassan Black, for those who don't know Hassan Black, he's one of my partners in Shadow Worlds Entertainment. He's been holding me down for, I must say, close to 15, 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, just as boys and friends growing up, it all started from the Boy Scouts, man, so don't sleep on it.
Wow.
Yeah, so, and also, I want to give a shout-out to Diamond D, if she's listening on to the show. She gives us love. She has her own talk show every Thursday. She's good people, her and her husband, Mr. Jay Hunter. So we want to give a shout-out to them. I want to make sure I give a shout-out to them because they follow sometimes, and I know sometimes with their schedule, they just got back in Florida, so I want to give them a special shout-out. But, tonight's topic, we're going to be clear, man. You know, we're going to be crystal clear. You know, we're going to go all in. Also, you know, shout-out to... You know, can I say shout out to Miss Sig? Is it cool?
Yeah.
No, she's a beautiful woman. Keeping it real, and I, you know, there's not many people I meet that is to the point. Miss Sig, she's a beautiful woman that's straight to the point. Anybody that can keep my brother Eddie on point and sharp. You know, got my attention. She got me on point as well. So, we'll shout out to Miss Sig listening. And, of course, all the lovely ladies and guys that tune in and check us out. You know, we're not gonna keep on telling you to call in. Don't be scared. We get the text, you know, but we're not gonna keep going in. But there's some things we're going to talk about tonight because there's some people I'm going to put on blast. Because on our conversation, brother, for those, I got to do this for you, brother. This is for you because, you know, my man, I forgot his name. See, that's how unimportant he was. He's supposed to be on one of the original shows. The original show is supposed to tune in. I don't like being stood up. Be a man about it. Be clear. Be straight up. If you don't want to do something in life, you want to be a part of it, don't smile in my face. Don't give false hope. Because the only thing you do is you're playing yourself. I mean, you know who you are. It's going out to you. Kick rocks. Jump off a damn bridge. Real talk. And I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me. I know it's a love our neighbor, but you know what? Sometimes you just got to say how you feel. You live longer. I'm sorry, brother. Did I oops? Did I have a moment?
Nah, you kind of had a moment, but I think they're confused
sorry,
about the moment. So I'm going to help them be clear as to what you're talking about. Well, the first time I was asked to be on the Man Up Talk Show, it was supposed to be a forum of men on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you people. The only reason why I was on the show the first time was because I saw a particular guy's name that was going to be on the round table. And the reason why I was excited to be on the round table with this particular guy is because I was a part of a chat room on IC Color. That he started a group on. I think it's called Men helping women get men or something to that effect or something like that. And I was up there sharing my insight or what have you, and all of a sudden I was just blocked and banned from this chat room. And I had there was no explanation as to why or what have you. So the guy who owns the group, who clearly was the one who had who was controlling the administration of the group, he's the one that blocked me. So he was going to be the guy on the show. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, great opportunity for me to ask this dude why he cut me off. But then after I saw his name, because I couldn't really remember his name, nor could I really look up his stuff, after I was blocked from the group, I did research on him, and apparently he is a relationship coach, and everything that he teaches is clearly the opposing side of the stuff that I teach, which would have been a great opportunity for him to shine and really show and make evident that what he teaches is truth or right, but it seems that he's questioning his own stuff, because who coaches or is a doctor but not really willing to speak on the stuff that they coach or teach because someone might be challenging their thoughts or their views. So that is who Nas is talking about currently right now, telling the Kick Rocks or what have you, because we're like, if that's your profession, if you are about helping women find the men and helping them understand how men are or whatever, which is a great segue for this show, actually.
Yes,
Then you should have been able to be up there and stand your ground and know your craft and understand what it is that you are speaking on. So we would still love to have you on the show.
The invite is definitely there. I mean, you know, no love lost, but be a man about your word. If you say you're going to do it, follow through.
But if you claim you are a professional, if you're writing books and all this stuff, you should be able to stand behind your product and yourself and your concepts or what have you with no worries of what other people have to say or if they're going to challenge you, like we're doing right now. So that's what Nas is talking about. That's what he's referring to. I'm not big on, you know, calling out names or anything like that. He will eventually be exposed on his own just out of his own work. So I don't have to bring anybody down. Gotta take care of all that. Truth always comes to light. So I'm going to get off of that whole thing. Let's get into the show.
Okay, no doubt. No doubt. Quick question for you. 678, Eric, where is that at?
That sounds like
Siggy. Right. Okay, so I'm going to give her a shot. I know she's just listening, so we're going to, you know, give her love because, you know, I don't want to be put on blast and none of that stuff. You know, much love on the stick. I mean, it's going down tonight, sweetheart, you know, so we're going to go all in. I just got a text from Hassan Black. He'll be tuning in shortly. Give him a couple minutes. He's getting himself situated. But we're going to start the topic anyway. This is an all-men show right now. We want to be clear. You know, I think last week when we talked about putting the show together as far as a topic, I said, you know, it was the lovely Missig, a woman who wants men to be straight up. I mean, she has a raw way of putting things, but I can respect that. and if you have your average Joe woman from a blue collar worker to maybe a suburban type woman or, you know, white collar worker, if they're asking men to be clear, I think we owe women ourselves and relationships in general being clear about and being decisive about what we want, especially out of women. You know, so men, I mean, this is what I'm going to turn over to my brother Eddie right here, because he looks at perspective of relationships and what we as men should do in being clear with what we want. Brother, you tell me.
Well, I mean, with this conversation, I already spoke on it. Sig knows I was going to do this. Anyway, we all know it's a broad statement, and I'm glad we're doing this because I hope and I pray that people realize and learn that not all men are the same. Clearly, that's my teachings, individuality. So there's no one thing that men or one list of thing that men want as opposed to with what females want. I can go through a whole list of things that I, as a male, want and a female, but it'd be against with a whole bunch of other guys that I know would want. So in the end, I guess on this show, what we're gonna end up doing is kind of speaking to the things that we like and dislike, and hopefully people will realize how different we are as people, instead of how alike we are as men. So I'm not sure if you want me to share the things that I'm interested in when it comes to kicking or what have you, or just my dislikes, which is kind of, I guess, that's the scary thing. All right, this would be cool because this, it'll kind of align with my grocery list, but my wife isn't going anywhere, so it'd be okay for me to share. I want to start with the things that a lot of females think I would like, but don't realize it's a straight turnoff. For me, and this is very often I get females that they throw themselves at me, or they tell me how they're going to do this, or they want to do this to me, do that, or what have you, or they're just serious, they're cheerleaders of my work, of my book and all that stuff like that, whereas that is, for first of all, my wife is the total opposite. The stuff that people are so excited about, like my work or writing or my thought of the day, they're like, oh, my gosh, that is so profound. That is wonderful. That's nice. My wife reads that, and she throw that junk to the side. I'm like, okay, that was good. It's like I get no rise out of my wife, but that's the challenge that I love, you know, for my wife. She keeps me humble. She keeps me grounded. She keeps my mind right, and that is something that I absolutely love about her, which most females that I encounter do the exact opposite, thinking that that's sexy to me. That's so far from sexy to me. I've always been a male that enjoys the chase. So if it came easy to me, that was not a good look for me. I had an old man that said it. The old man that said it best, yo. If it's fast, it won't last. If it's slow, it's for show.
Oh, and, I think I'm brother Hodge offline. Hold on for a second. I think we got Hodge.
Just call him. Yeah.
I mean, if I cut you up off real quick, brother. Let me get him.
No, you're good, man.
Let me see. Can we click in here?
I heard him. You hear me?
Yeah, dashboard now.
Hodge. Yeah.
Yeah, but brother Hodge.
Yeah,
we'll hold up, y'all. But let me give the proper introduction for those checking out the Man of Trump show. The proper introduction. This is my man who just clicked online. For those in Jersey, New York, y'all know who he is out there. One of my close friends and brother, and of course Eddie's friend as well, brother. We got the one and only Mr. Hassan Black is online with this topic, and I appreciate my man tuning in and getting on this convo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good evening. Good evening. How's everybody doing?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Great to have you, man. Miss you, bro.
Yeah, man, it's been a little hectic for me around lately, but good to hear from you, definitely.
Okay. Well, that's what's up, brother. I mean, Haas, man, just to bring you up to speed, well, we talking about, we being straight up clear. Tonight's topic, just to be clear, basically it's going down that we're saying what men and women want out of a relationship or what they want out of life, and learning how to just be straight up and forward about what we want. Clear, you know, I guess basically laying out the clear goals, or what do you call it, the grocery list, Brother Eddie. You know, maybe you can elaborate a little bit more, but basically, Hosh, you know how me and you talk sometimes about what we want in relationships, or what we want in life, what we want from different people, you know. Also,
right.
Diamond D, shout out to Diamond D, she's checking you out, so she hit us on the like, so she's checking you out.
Girl, all right.
Yeah, no doubt, so... Ed, you want to finish up, and then, you know, you want to turn it over to Oz, and I really want to hear Oz's perspective on this one.
You know what? Matter of fact, I'm gonna shift it. I'm gonna shift it. And females, please correct me if I'm wrong. Especially you, Sig, in regards to this question, because I personally feel that this is a question that that people are yearning to understand, which is why the topic was so needed, because a lot of people are cheating on both ends. A lot of people are cheating, and they're not understanding why. Where did I come short? Where did I fall short? Why didn't he just tell me what it is that he wanted or what have you? Now, we got to get to the root of why this happens.
Mm.
The reason why it happens is because you know, sometimes we got our own little fantasies or our cravings or whatever that we want that we feel are so freaky or so jacked up that this person is going to judge us when we bring it to the table. So what happens is when we out and about and we get that type of attention that we're looking for or that thing or whatever it is that we're looking for, and without having to ask for it, we receive it and we jump on it, which causes us to cheat or what have you. Now the sad thing about this is a lot of times that other person's thinking that same freaky mess that you're thinking. But because you wasn't man enough or woman enough to ask your man or your lady to do that or let them know that that's what you were looking for, you've cut yourself short of getting it from the person that you really wanted it from and possibly ruined the relationship in the process because you did it with somebody else. You feel what I'm saying? So the issue is that the people aren't being clear because they're concerned that their clarity is actually dirty, if that makes any sense. Their clarity is cloudy, is the best way I can put it. Your clarity, you being honest, makes you look a little like dull. Like you're supposed to be shiny and clean, but like I didn't know that about you. You're nervous that you're gonna push away somebody that you really, really like. And that's the crazy thing about cheating and stuff like that. If you get to the root of it, I know people are going to be like, this dude is crazy, but it's just the reality. If you get to the root of it, people cheat and they're sneaky because they really, really like you.
Mm.
What do I mean by that? If they didn't care, they would have told you that they was going to do what it is that they're going to do. They wouldn't feel the need to hide it. The only thing that the reason why they're trying to hide it is because they don't want to hurt your feelings. But they have this physical craving that they're scared to bring to your attention because they're scared that you're going to reject them, that they go and give or get from somebody else. So that's why, you know, it's like, dang, I got caught. I'm going to go ahead and tell them. But you didn't really want them to find out. I guess that's to entertain people's minds, having that cake and eat it too, right? you wanted that craving, that fleshly craving that you were scared to ask for, but they and because they didn't provide it for you, which is your fault because you never asked for it, you get it from somebody that just is offering it in the first place. And it's not necessarily because you don't care about them. It's because you just, it's a craving that you want, but you're scared to ask them, which is the sad thing about it, because we should be in relationships with people that are our friends and we feel that we can tell anything to. But again, it's those people that we kind of put on pedestals that we get a little nervous about how they're going to feel about us after they find out our quote-unquote deepest and darkest secrets or wants or cravings or desires. So,
wow. Really? Mm. That's some tough stuff. I mean, what do you think on that?
Yeah. It's, first of all, I just want to say I'm really happy to be able to get back out here and have this chance to network with you guys and give our opinions on these topics. And, you know, I miss doing this, and I know it's been a long time coming for me to get back and speak. And I just want to say what's up to Brother Edward. Really a blessing to be able to be able to do this with you again. You know, I heard all the great things that's going on for you, so I just want to personally just give you a man hug and let you know that nothing but love. Nothing but love.
I appreciate
so,
that, bro.
That's just on some real stuff, you know what I mean? It's extremely ironic how this would be the first topic of discussion. I just had this conversation not even 24 hours ago with a really good friend of mine. You know, she's a recording artist, and she asked me this question. She said, let me ask you a question. She said, you know, I've been through the mill. I've been hurt a lot. I've been going through all these things. She said, I would like to ask you a question. So I said, she says, well, why do men cheat? So my response immediately wasn't, it's something you did, it's something he wanted, it's something he you lack in, it's something that's missing. I told her the truth, and I spoke from my heart. Now, just like you, Brother Ella, I'm like, I have to tell it how I see it, because I've been on both sides of the coin. I've been that good guy, and I've been that bad guy. I've been things done to me, and I have done them. So I'm speaking from experience, and I'm also speaking from being able to tell you that it's real. What I told her was the only reason a man cheated on you and the only reason a woman can cheat on a man is one reason and one reason only. And it may not be what one people want to hear, but it's the truth, which is they can. How did you get that woman to sleep with you and come home and sleep with your wife? Because she sold you, you could. Now, the stupidity that a man has in his mind is always going to be, as long as she don't know, she won't know. As long as I don't get caught, she won't know. And when the first thing she asks you when you do get caught, or when she does find out, is, why? Now, he's going to sit there dumbfounded with his finger in his ear, twiddling his fingers, because he's going to wonder, he's going to try to figure out, what answer can I give you? So the only answer he can give you outside of, well, you know, you didn't do this right, or when I was trying to get you to do this, you wouldn't do it. That's not the truth. The truth is basically this. When a man goes outside and meets a woman in a bar, club, the library, the liquor store, the grocery store, church, marriages, wherever you are, when he meets that woman, his intentions are never, I want to be your man. I'm going to leave my woman for you. I'm going to take care of you. His intentions right from the gate is, I need to get to know this woman. All it takes for her, personally, in my opinion, is to give you a green light. That green light will only tell you, you can go. You can come and get it. You can come and borrow it. You can come and use it. You can come and take care of it. Or you can just put it away for a rainy day. But you can get it. So a man is going to always run to the easiest access he could possibly do. It's not about comfort. It's not about communication. It's not about, I need someone to talk to. I need someone to be more of a mother figure. I need someone to cook for me. I need someone to sex me. He's going to go there because it's only a comfort zone, because she never says no. So if you leave by any chance, is male to female, female to male. The only reason why they're really, truly doing it is because they can't. You can't eliminate all of the other negatives and come up with a positive for cheating. It just doesn't exist. The only way you can allow yourself to truly look at a situation and say, why do you cheat? Why did you do this to me? Only because he could. She never said no. How did you get that sex? She gave it to him. How did you... Why were you able to talk to her all different hours of the day and night? Because she answers the phone. It's only because you can. It's just a matter of cat and mouse. There's no discrimination of he's just a dog or she's just a tramp. Why do we have to characterize a man and a woman based on your misdeeds? Your misdeeds are done because you chose to do them. It has nothing to do with another woman seducing you, another man buying you jewelry, or he bought me this, or she gave me this. No. Only reason you were getting this is because they chose to give it to you, and you took it. You took it. It's nothing but a fishing game. That's how cheating, in my eyes, is. It's a fishing game. That man threw out his rod, and you bit. That woman threw out her rod, and you bit. So if you are labeled as this dirty dog of a man, all you do is cheat. You cheat all the time. You cheat all the time. Oh, he always hurting me. He's only hurting you because you're still here. The first time you realize, how did you get it? Because she gave it to him. So who are you hating on, him or her? You only do it because you can.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did, you know, it's funny you said that. Now, when you have a woman who's going, you know, with a man who's
out there doing the cheating and carrying on and stuff like that. Is she still putting up with it? Did she make herself clear to that individual to say, hey, look, this is what I don't expect from the gate, from the rip? Not be reactive, but being more proactive. Did she make it clear?
You know, like I know, it's really not a matter of clarity. It's really based on an emotional thing. You have an emotional tie to that person. You have given that person 6 months of your life, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. You have an emotional tie. A lot of people just don't have it in them to just say, it's over in a day. You have some strong women that just say, this is not acceptable. Somehow, some way, you need to make it your business to beeline that way. Some women have it in them. And then some women, they talk the game, but you'll be back in 72 hours. Only because it's an emotional tie they can't get rid of. That's why you find a lot of women that's dealing with stuff, and we have a constant finger pointing at them and lashing, basically verbalizing why. It's an emotional tie. The same goes with men. You know she's no good. You know she's been doing this. You know she's been messing with everybody on the street. Why'd you go back? It's an emotional tie you can't let go of, even though you done called her every name, even in the other parties done called you every name. You've been every dog, skank, bum, no good, SOB. She's been every trick, hoe, skank. But the bottom line is, give you 72 hours, you're arguing, fussing, fighting, but you come back because it's an emotional tie that you don't want to let go. And it has nothing to do with if that particular party has sat there and looked at it like, I'm not going to let that happen. No, you let it happen, and you're going to let it happen again because the first time was the worst time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The worst time.
So glad we are doing this show today because this is making it evidently clear that all men are alike, because I am so on the other side of what he just shared. I am way left from his right. I personally do feel that people do have reason or rationale. I can't dispute your truth that people do cheat because they can. That's evident. I mean, that's anybody can see that, because if you couldn't cheat, then you just straight up couldn't cheat. So that's a given. We give that. But there is, I truly believe that there's reasoning or rationale behind people cheating. I have been a person that has cheated, and when I was asked why did I do it, I referred back to what I was asking for, but it was being lacked from that time. And there was not really a rebuttal, because it was truth. I'm like, yo, I stated that I was looking for this for I don't know how long. You ignored it. I provided for you in a letter. You ignored it. I told you. You ignored it. Eventually, it came, so I took it when it was given to me. So it was not that I had it, because in regards to what you said it's a cat and mouse game or what have you, and you know, it's there, or you can do it. But if you have that cat that you've been looking for the whole time, there's no need for you to go and try to play cat and mouse or whatever you want to call it anywhere else.
Absolutely.
If you have the stuff that you're looking for, then that's fine. Not to mention me as a man, the type of man that I am, it is a process to get with me. In my mind, my mental is, it is the mind. It's the mind that makes the body. So I've never had a one-night stand in my life, because there's no way that your mind is going to wow me that much that I'm into your draws in a 24-hour period. That is a process for you to seduce my mind before you can get my body. And that's the same thing that I'm interested in. That, excuse me?
Yeah, I'm sorry, brother, but what if she looks, like, really amazing?
You know what? What's funny about that, Nas? That is actually my defense mechanism. I'm a very honest. I'm honest when it comes to me. I'm very. Women are my weak. Are my weakness. So you say that right now. Women are my weakness. But that is my defense mechanism. When I see a beautiful woman, I'm banking on her mentality to ruin my interest. I'm banking on it. If she's jumped through every other hurdle to get me to start to converse with her, I'm banking on, and 9 times out of 10, they successfully cause themselves to look ugly because their intellect does not align with what I'm looking for in a female. And then if they pass that test and get me to the point where I'm like, yo, I'm digging this shit, that's what I'm telling my wife, hey, bae, I need you to come with me everywhere I go when it comes to me being around this woman. And that's just keeping it funky. That's
wow.
just the way I bank on that. I bank, and then I got another thing. I know I ain't doing nothing without a rubber, and I know I ain't taking a rubber from somebody else. So if you pass that hurdle, my wife couldn't make it, then now I gotta leave your house to go get a rubber, and I'm going home after I leave your house. Just me. And I know myself, I understand myself, and I do whatever I need to do to keep myself what I need to be. Now, does that mean I love my wife any less? No, that means that is I know what my weakness is, and I take the necessary steps to prevent myself from going that route. Now, again, like I said, I just there's a reason behind people doing stuff. And again, if you don't talk about this stuff, you don't know that your wife might be feeling the same way or your girl might be feeling the same way, and y'all both might be shy to ask about it. But you'll never know until you ask. And then and only then, I'm not saying that it's right that you cheat if you don't. I mean, after this happens, but at least now you have a legitimate reason for cheating. It's like, okay, I've been doing this I've been telling you, hey, I told you, hey, this is what I want. I need reassurance. I need such and such and such and such. I want you to do this for me. This not killing you. Matter of fact, it'll help you or whatever. I want this. And you don't provide it. You don't provide it for me. You don't provide it for me. And then I eventually get it from someone else. Then you have a legitimate, like, when they come at you, well, why did you cheat? Well, let me get back to this card that I got you that said, hey, babe, I need you to do this for me, or you're not doing this. It kind of makes me feel like you're not feeling me. What's going on? And then I wrote you a letter. So I didn't use somebody else's words. I wrote you a letter, and then I talked to you about it, and it's been going on for several months. You still haven't provided me with that thing that I've been asking for. That's why I left. So, you go. What you got to say now?
Wow.
Can she deny that you did not communicate with her, that you did not share your most intimate thoughts or feelings with her? No, she cannot. And in the end, I'm sorry, I cannot stress this enough. I'm not saying that cheating is right, but in the end, if they share that with you and you don't provide that for them, it's your fault they left. It's your fault that they cheated.
Now, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you guys said this. And it is kind of a good way to put the question. Now, if you're clear about what you expect from your mate, or whether you're dating her, whether it's your spouse, and then time after time you put the work in, you put the effort in, and they're just not doing it, does it justify you going a different route? If you know what I'm saying. Let's make it clear. I'm sorry. Let's make it clear. Does it justify you cheating, whether you're in a relationship, or justify you going ahead and getting it from somebody else? Let's keep it funky and gangster.
I always keep it funky. You don't have to tell me to keep it funky, I'll be honest, ever. I'm going to always keep it funky. But it does not justify what you did. Because in the end, just to keep it funky, you can leave. If the thing is that bad, or the issue, or that the stuff that they're lacking is that bad, or not providing for you is that bad, you do have an option to leave. You do. So the fact that I did that, you know, and I did tell the girl that, hey, I told you that this is what I was looking for. You didn't give it to me or whatever. That's why I did it. I mean, you asked. You wanted to know. There's your answer. I'm not the one that you're going to ask me a question, and you're not going to get the answer. I'm just not that one. If you don't want the truth, don't ask me. Don't come to me saying, hey, babe, I feel fat in this dress. I'm going to say, well, maybe you shouldn't have had that second plate. You keep doing that second plate. You know, you keep getting that second plate. You might want to cut down on that second plate or start exercising or whatever. I'm not going to try to stroke your ego. I'm not going to try to stroke your ego because you're trying to send me little different messages or whatever. Don't ask me something if you don't want the truth. And I even when I was, like you said, Hassan, you was a bad guy doing stuff. You was a good guy getting guy or whatever. That was me too. But I was always honest. I would never lie. Like a good example. And I'm ruining so many people's game right now. When I was in the game doing my thing, Mr. Evil Guy, I still never lied. It's just something about me that I'm not gonna lie. So if I was cheating on the girl and they told me or asked me, well, you know, are you cheating on me? I will respond. I'm like, all right, let's say it like this. Okay, say I'm with a girl and I'm cheating on her with a girl named Sabrina. She might ask me, well, are you cheating on me? I was like, yeah, I'm cheating on you with a girl named Sabrina. I would say it in a sarcastic manner. She would laugh it off, and I would keep on moving throughout the conversation. And in my mind, I told you, and I even told you the girl's name. Because you thought I was joking has nothing to do with me. And I kept it moving. So many girls or whatever, there's been girls that I've told them that I was cheating and who I was cheating with, and just because they didn't believe it had nothing to do with me. I've always been honest, and even with the girls that I was cheating, that I was with, or if I was with someone, I always told them that, hey, this is my main girl. The best you can be is second or what have you, so you have a choice. Like you said, Hassan, they made choices on their own. I can do it. And I took advantage. I'm going to tell you, ladies, this right now. When I was in the game, I took advantage of the fact that I don't know where y'all go to get this, but somewhere you guys learn or come to the conclusion or assumption that you guys, this hole is the best hole in the world. And I would bank on that fact that they would say to themselves that, okay, he think we're going to just do this for a while and he's going to go back to her. But once he get these goodies, he's going to leave her for me. I would bank on that like my life depended on it. And then when they came to me and say, well, dang, I got feelings for you or whatever, I'm like, whoa. I'm sorry that you do. But if you remember, in the beginning, I told you that I'm not leaving my girl. And if you decide that you want to go ahead and tell her what's going on with us, just know that that's going to end all of the stuff that is going on with us at this moment. I will treat you like a queen when you're with me at all times. But when you leave, you know that my girl is my queen. The girl that I'm with, that is my queen. I will treat you like a queen all the time. We played games. We did all kinds of stuff inside my house, in my room, and we had a wonderful time. And I gave them undivided attention because that's just what I was. Like I said, it's the mental that I like. It's the mind that makes the body for me. So you had to really intrigue me, and it caused me to be interested in you for you to arouse me and for me to get off or what have you. So it was. I'm a totally different breed when it comes to stuff like that. I'm not in it for, you know, just getting off or all that stuff like that. It takes for me to please, for me to get off. So I got a different type of work ethic in the bedroom in the first place. So my honesty is going to be different from another guy's honesty, and that's what I'm trying to help females understand is when they say, well, what do men want? Well, you're not going to find that in the book because one man can't speak for all men. That's why this fool that we talking about earlier is scared to get on the mic next to me because he know I'm going to expose that. There's no dude that can tell you about men. There's no man that can do that because all men are not the same. Everybody's an individual. We're all individual. I can't tell you how Hassan is going to do you, how Hassan is. Can't tell you how Nas is, even if they're my best friend. So you got to put in the work and ask your man what they want and pray and hope that they're going to be honest with you.
That's what's up. Hey, listen, we got a caller in, a special guest caller. For those, once again, if you check out the show, it's the Man Up Talk Show. We got my brother's all-male panel going down. My brother Eddie, author,
motivational speaker. You know, just a great brother, host, and also he got the upcoming TV show going down. Congratulations.
All right,
no doubt. Also, we got my brother, Hassan Black, one of the best DJs in the tri-state area. If you don't know, those listening, you can check him out. He's serious in what he does. But we got a special guest host that's going to be, a special guest calling in. Her name is Miss Vicky Martin. She's a recording artist. You know, she's known nationally.
House music legend.
So we're going to bring her on board. She's going to get her tuned in shortly. Welcome to the Man Up Talk Show. It's yours, Mr. Naz. Is this Miss Vicky Martin?
Yeah.
Hello, Miss Martin.
Hi.
Hey, Vic.
Am I live?
Yes, you're live now, but if you want to listen, but we want to acknowledge you first for tuning in.
Oh, cool. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No doubt.
Did I miss a lot?
No, cool in that. Just give a quick rundown of what we've been doing and let her know what our format is.
All right, Vicky, what we're doing right now, this is the Man Up Talk Show. We're talking about various topics, whether it's relationships, whether it's just real life. We try to use real life situations. We have online my brother Edward L. Fairley. He's an author. You know Hassan already. And, of course, I'm his partner in crime with Shadow Wars Entertainment. And we just basically go in from a male perspective of everything. We just go all in. Tonight's topic is, just be clear, basically saying exactly what you want either in a relationship or life in general. When you're talking to a woman or whether you're just dealing with anything in life, we're just going straight in at the subject. We got a couple of listeners online now, but my brother Ha said you'd be calling in, and we just want to acknowledge you. Oh, by the way, I'm a big fan of you too, by the way.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Actually, I wish I chimed in earlier. It sounds like a great topic. From an all-man to a male panel, so that sounds like a pretty good topic. You got archives, I hope. I can go back and check the archives, huh?
Definitely. You can check out the, you know, hopefully we have a brother Haas on permanently, you know, when he has the time. So, you know, if you want to just listen, if you want to chime in, it's up to you. If you want to just listen to the show, we'll leave you on mute. But do you have any, you know, issues or thoughts on the topic?
I have to be honest with you. Those of you who don't really know me, I'm very, very raw as far as talking about relationships and sexuality and things like that. So sometimes my topic or my conversation may come off a little deep. So I try to, I want to say sugarcoat or be a little bit more careful with what I say.
Why would you do that?
In other words, you online. So what comes out your mouth comes out your mouth.
Okay.
We all grown. That's why I call Man Up.
That's fair enough. Well, I'm not sure exactly where you guys are, but again, I like the topic. Just be clear. If you are just straight up and being clear about what you want as it relates to being and everything in relationships, then it would be a whole lot more relationships that work out versus everybody cheating and things like that. So I truly do agree with the topic.
I appreciate you confirming something that I just said. That's why I'm giggling. I apologize. I don't want you to think I'm laughing at you.
Okay.
You're confirming something that I just said. It causes a lot of cheating. Yeah. But go ahead.
That's okay, baby. One of my biggest pet peeves is that men tend to be intimidated by me because I'm so straight up. As it relates to sexuality, the things that I want men to do to me physically, they think I'm nuts. So I'm the type of woman that I want what I want. I don't want a man in my life that's going to satisfy me mentally. That's a big part of it. But if you're not doing the things that I need physically through my personal body, we have a problem. And because you don't do the things that I want you to do, I'm going to educate you on how to do it. If you don't do it still, then I move on to the next. It's like, okay, that's enough of that. So, yeah, being clear is very, very important in any type of relationship. If you really, truly believe that the person that you're with at that time is for you, then he or she will be willing to do those extra things. Like, I'm the type of woman, I would hang jump from the ceiling if my man asked me to and dive on the bed because that's what he wanted me to. That's the kind of woman I am. But at the same time, some men are a little bit more preserved, and that kind of scares them off. So relationships are, I want to say, real weird with me as it comes to that, because I'm so clear and straight to the point. Again, I want to reiterate that as long as you're clear as to what it is you want, you're not going to have too many, you know, relationships where everybody's cheating. You're going to be wondering where your man and where your woman at, because if a person does cheat on me, something's wrong with him. I want to meet the bitch. Oh, excuse me. Did I say that?
Vicky,
I want to meet
the bitch. Good. Go ahead.
I was trying to get you in there, Eddie, because Vicky, you what you were just basically saying, like right before you came in, brother Eddie was just actually delving into the fact that, you know, he brought up the topic of, you know, how why do men cheat. So we kind of had two different examples. He gave his example of what he feels in his perspective and in his eyes, why, you know, and then I gave mine. So what you were saying, I wanted Brother Eddie to actually comment on what you were saying now, because you were actually, you know, it was actually in the same direction. What you were saying is exactly what he was actually just talking about satisfaction and what would make you go to do certain things, and how you just actually went right into the fact that you were letting us know what it is that you would want and what it would take for you to hold on to certain things, because this is the direction that you want to go in a relationship, and how other people tend to go to the left and the right depending on which direction they choose to go, and go out and cheat because they're looking for something different. But I'm going to stop talking. I would like the, Brother Ed to actually talk about
reiterate
that. He was just in that. Yeah, he was just talking about that.
Honestly, like I said, you said exactly what I was saying earlier, and you just put a stamp on where my mind went in regards to that. But I would even go as further as to say that you're not necessarily intimidating the guys that you're straightforward to. What you're doing is you're eliminating the BS that comes from keeping the stuff that you really want in. And that's what most people do, because they keep it in, they keep receiving a whole bunch of crap. Whereas if you share what it is
like
that you're really interested in, all you're doing is you're knocking out all the BSers, because you're eliminating the people that just can't fulfill what it is that you want.
Say that to her
one
more time.
Say what?
Say what you just said, because this is something I've heard her say. So say that again.
Say it again, brother. If you are saying you're not intimidating people, what you're doing is you're eliminating those that just do not meet your standards, and you are actually saving time by doing that, and that's what it bothers me that people don't do this often. That's why I'm like I'm honest at all times, because there's no way I'm just gonna sit and deal with crap when in actuality I can prevent that by letting you know what's going on. And I tell. Females or people in general that have issues with self-esteem this all the time. I mean, low self-esteem attracts low life. Because your self-esteem is low, you keep getting you're attracting those who have low standards, and you're wondering why you keep attracting low lives. Because once you get standards and you know what you want, and you let people know that, are you kidding me? Did you really just come at me like that? You will be eliminating the people that just don't have no business coming in your direction in the first place by the way you carry yourself, the way that you speak, and everything like that. So all you're doing is eliminating and inviting the correct people in your life. That's all you're doing. And so I commend you for that, and I'm almost willing to bet that you've had more satisfaction in your bedroom than most females because of your directness and finding those that can live up to your standards when it comes to your sexuality. So
I don't want to just say satisfaction. It's more explosive.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's even more of a sub. So I applaud you. I applaud your approach. And I wish you the best. Another thing too, I don't want people to misconstrue my words for sharing your grocery list. You guys know what I mean by that. Hopefully,
yes, sir.
If you've been following long enough. If you don't, you're going to have to get my book because I'm not going through that. Or just go through the archives and listen to the shows because, you know, this is time sensitive and we need to stick to topic. But I'm not saying share your grocery list. Now, at this point, we're talking about when people say be clear, we're talking about satisfaction, what you want, and all that stuff. And hopefully, at this point, this will be an issue when you actually do have your grocery list of a person and you're just trying to grow and take it to that quote-unquote next level. So I commend her for that. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I support you all. That's an awesome topic to explore and actually to even talk about. I support you all in it. It's pretty good. I do have a question for you. I have a question.
Okay.
You want to hear my question? Okay, baby.
Yeah, please.
First of all, when people, I want to talk about that, you know, the cheating side. A lot of times I find that when men cheat, it's not because they are looking for someone else. It's to see if they can find someone better than what they already have. Because that's been the situation with me. Anyone has ever cheated on me, like I said, I always want to meet the bitch that got him because there's no way you can get him from me when I get him. So when you get him, I want to know what you did different than I would do. So a lot of times women are looking for something that's better than what they have to see if there's someone out there. Do you agree with that?
That's no different from saying that you're dissatisfied. The only time you
No. It's not that they're not satisfied. A lot of times when you find somebody and you're like, oh, damn, this is the perfect one, and you're wondering, you know, if shit don't go right. I'm not going to men bash right now because the numbers, the odds against me right now. But what I will say is...
No,
I'm not going to male bash. I'm not going to... When I get my girls on the phone, maybe...
Be honest.
Times,
no, we want to be honest.
We'll come for your throat. I'm honest all the time. I'll come phone you when I got some female background to help me out.
Okay.
But anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is a lot of times anyone has ever cheated on me, the first thing they say is, okay, if you leave me, where am I going to go? So they're trying to set up a situation for if something should go wrong, which is the wrong mentality to go in for a relationship. So they're looking to see if there's someone better than me. So if that's the case, that's what happens a lot of times. If that's the case, they're cheating only because they're looking for some higher level, like a drug addict. When you reach a level of high, you're looking for something higher. And that's usually where I find it's happening to me. They're looking for something higher than me or better than me or someone who can stimulate them a little bit more than I can. And it's always a no, and it ends up just cutting ties anyway. And then you realize then, well, I just thought she was better or she was going to do more for me than you would. And that's usually what I find in my situation.
All right. Well, a couple things. One, whenever that happens, that's something that you. Well, first of all, let me help you understand how we're on the same page because I'm at a place in my life where if my wife was to cheat mentally, I'm going to say that's her loss, not mine. I'm so competitive, period. Even when I was in the game, like I was telling earlier, I'm competitive in the sense that even if I passed away, I would want my wife to remarry. But I do not want my shoes easily filled. So even when she remarries, I want this dude to hook her up, you know, take care of her. But even after he takes care of her, she says, that's nice, but Eddie wouldn't have did it like that. You feel what I'm saying? I'm competitive in every aspect of my life, whether it's in the bed, in my conversation, or what have you, to where if I was to be left at this point in my life, that would be your loss. It would not bother me at all. I would feel sorry for you because you have lost, because I know that in the end, you're going to have to compare every man that you've been with or you end up with me. So I just cursed your life by you leaving me.
Yes.
Because now
right.
I'm going to be in your every thought, in your every aspect of your life, because you're going to have to compare that situation to that man. Now, why did I share that? For one, to show that we have common ground. Now, second, the only time someone gets to the point where they wonder if there's something better is if you are not bettering you. I'm consistently trying to make myself better so that I'm always new to my wife. The only time that you become something that someone's concerned about, or you're not, and you said something earlier, you said something about physical. Physical is going to eventually go away, so I would hope that you are also growing in your mental stimulation as well, because personally, the mind makes the body. And if you're not mentally into somebody, that sex is going to eventually get whack. And that's why a lot of people are with people that say to themselves, damn, the sex was good in the beginning, but what happened? Well, what happened is either you didn't grow, or they didn't grow, or y'all
that's
both
right.
didn't grow, and it got to the point where you guys have y'all know everything about this person. I know how he gonna start the sex. I know how he gonna give me head. I know how he gonna stop getting head. I know how he gonna put it in. When he gonna put it in?
Mm-hmm.
When he gonna nut?
Mm-hmm.
I know everything. So it gets to the point where you know everything. So it's no longer intriguing or fascinating, which causes the sex to be whack. Now the sex was wonderful in the beginning. But it was new sex in the beginning. And because that person did not become new anymore to you, they've become boring. We've all had a favorite song. We probably have favorite songs now. But after you listen to the same song over and over again, it no longer is your favorite song. You find a new favorite song. Why? Because you know when the chords are going to come in. You know when the chorus is going to come in. You have, you know, the ad-libs and everything. That song never changes. It's still a wonderful song, but because it never changed, you have lost your interest in the song and you find a new song. So if you want to keep your man and you want to stay that person that they're still interested in, you have to consistently become a new man, or you have to consistently become a new woman so that you can keep that attraction, that passion, and all that stuff that comes with them. Because if you stop growing, so will your sex life, so will your interest, so will your conversations, so will everything. So I'm saying that to say if those people are saying, well, I wonder if somebody's better, is because you stop being better, and you need to consistently grow so that you can remain better to them all the time.
I'm the best. I'm the fucking best. First of all, let me just say I agree with everything you said. I totally 100% agree with that. In order for me to be physically stimulated, I have to be mentally stimulated first.
All right.
So,
amen. That's
once I'm mentally, let me clarify that first. In order to get that close to me, you had to captivate my mind first. Once you captivate my mind, then it's easier to come toward the physical side, because now you've already pulled me in. So it is not easy for me. I just, like I just said, I can still count on my fingers how many men I've been with my entire life, and I'm not going to go into my age, but the point that I'm trying to make is hard for me to really give myself to someone because I'm not easily mentally stimulated.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to get there, I have to be mentally stimulated first. So I totally agree with you. I'm beginning to think your book is about me. Is it about me?
What'd you say? My what? You beginning to think
I'm
what?
I'm beginning to think your book is about me, baby.
No.
my book is about people. So yeah, it is. As long as you're not an
Orphan
or something, it's definitely about you. It's definitely about you.
I gotta check your book out. You speak of some true shit, and I appreciate that. I love that. I love to hear men who know what they fuck are talking about. So that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're on the show. The reason being is because, like you said, in your mind, you said you feel you're more or less, you're more different than most females. Do you agree?
I am totally different. I'm very
exactly.
different.
Exactly. And the reason why I said that, and I keep stressing this point, fellas and ladies, is because I cannot tell you how women are. You cannot tell. That's what I keep trying to tell everybody. You cannot tell. You cannot sit on this daggone show, and I cannot tell you what men like, because I can't speak for all damn men. You need to take your time, figure out what you like, and then eliminate the other dudes that don't align with what you like so that you can find the man that you do like. And the same with the guys, man. She can't speak for all the females. That's why she continuously tells us that she's not like most of them. She's something like, because the people that she's encountered aren't like her either. And you'll find any exception or a lot of changes in other people. So we need to stop thinking about this, what do men like and what do women like, and just think about what the hell you like and try to find somebody that lines with you.
Exactly. Exactly. That's been my daggone thing in the past damn 2 years. All right? I keep sitting up here. I know my friend Vicky heard me say it before, but I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be chosen. I want to choose.
Mm.
I want to be able to say, this is what I like, what I want, how I want it, when I want it. I've already been chosen. She liked me. She wanted me. She adored me. She gave me something. She took me here. She made me feel like this. She gave me this. I didn't give her anything. I agreed with what she liked, and I just went with it. That's being chosen. I don't want to be chosen. I want to choose. So I want the next person in my life to be my wife. I want them to know that this is what I wanted. And I chose you because you have every single element and iota of what I need to make me feel 100% complete as a man when it comes to a relationship or having a loving sense of purpose with you. That's it. I don't want to have to go through life going through all of this anymore. I want to choose because I want what I want. Well, I understand exactly what you just said, brother, because that's what I feel. Right now, you know, that I need to do and have what I want to make me clean. I don't want
you know,
no
problem. The only problem I see with your theory, Sweetie, the only problem is sometimes while you're waiting to choose, you're about to lose because you're moving a little too slow for the person. You understand what I'm saying? That's
the
only problem.
What you say? I apologize. I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
The only problem in his story, he always says it to me. He does say that to me a lot. He wants to do the choosing instead of being chosen. The only problem that I see in that, sometimes when you're waiting to make your choice or to choose, you wait so long till you lose. It's like, okay, well, you know what? You send mixed signals to the other person, like, okay, he's not interested in me, so I guess I need to move on because you're waiting to make this decision and you don't know. They don't know what you want. They don't know what it is that, you know, is there an attraction there? It was there. He's not responding. He's waiting to make his choice. Okay. All right. You wait.
But maybe they're not necessarily waiting. You understand what I'm saying? You don't always, I mean, it's not to touch off for what you're saying, but it's just, it's not a matter, to me, in my opinion, of I'm waiting for that diamond in the rough. I'm not waiting for anyone. I'm not sitting up here saying, okay, 1, 2, 3 is bum, move to the side. 1, 2, 3 is bum, move to the side. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
yeah, why we gotta be bum? You couldn't come up with a better name?
Well, that bum is because you're saying, I don't want you. I mean, sometimes you go through so many things in life where you just start to see so many different things in your life that just seems to have turned all for the worse. So you have a tendency to, like Ed was said earlier, you have a it's a pattern. You find yourself constantly picking losers, self-esteem issues, you know, being manipulated, being constantly told, you know, you're not strong enough, you don't have enough, you're not doing this, you're not giving this, but you have a tendency to just accept it because they chose you. And they're dealing with you the way they choose to deal with you, and you're accepting it. To me, I just look at it like this needs to be flipped around, and I need to be able to say, okay, maybe you are good today. But I need to make sure that I pick and choose the right person only because I learned who you were. When you're being chosen, you're not learning. You're just accepting. You're just accepting that they choose you. You don't know what kind of person. It's almost like being a damn slave master. Like, I take that big one, I take that real small one, and I take that chocolate one. And you just go because they got the key. They can tell you what they want. But you don't know if they're going to be mean, if they're going to be nice. And that's just sometimes how I feel like when you're being chosen, it's like, yeah, she's fine as hell. But you don't know if she's crazy. You just go, because she's fine as hell. You don't even get a chance to get to know her. You just know she's fine as hell. So that's what I mean by being chosen. I don't want to miss out on anything that's positive for me or anyone that makes a difference in my life, because that communication, first and foremost, is the key for me. I need to be able to talk to you. It's just like you feel. That mental, that weighs a lot. That carries more weight than any big booty, big breast. Fine as hell, do it to me first night I meet you. That carries more weight. I prefer for you to be able to stimulate me, mind, body, and soul. First impression. Because that first impression to me definitely is lasting. I need for you to be that person and constantly keep growing, getting better better and better. And like, wow, it's getting better. It's not getting worse. It's getting better.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm looking for. That's what I mean by choosing.
Okay. Point taken. Okay. I have to say something else. Hoss just took about 20 minutes to make his fucking point. I wanna ask a question.
This is Vicky Martin. I'm just letting y'all know.
I wanna ask a question. And I believe, and I'm gonna put Hoss on the spot here, because the question was, I've seen kissing somebody on my Facebook page. It's a friend of mine. And in Miami, I lost my cell phone, and this gentleman found it and he wanted to kiss. So I tried to explain. A lot of times, most people just want to kiss me, just to kiss me, because that's my, you know, my theory. Kiss, you know. Todd said something to me, and now that there's like a panel of men on the phone, I want to ask this. So let's be clear, since the topic is, let's be clear. Tell me. You see, I just played right into that segue. Anyway, I'm good at that shit. I can play right in that. But here's my question. When a man sees a woman lift on her face, no other place, guys, so I need you to come up on the body, not down. When a man sees a woman's lift, what are they thinking about?
Say it right. I'm so glad you asked this question. I want everybody to answer except for me afterwards. I want everybody else to answer.
Hoss, I don't want you to answer. You didn't say it right.
I did say it right.
No, you said when we see a lift. That's not what I said to you. If you see a woman.
Okay, ask the question. Go ahead.
If you see a woman from a man's perspective, if you see a woman, attractive or not, and she has full lips, or big lips, what's the first thing most men think when they see that woman? Nass. No, keep it real. I told her what most men think.
Nah, did you just blush on the radio, yo? What the heck was that laugh? Did you just blush on the radio, man?
You gotta answer the question because that's the question that she's raising, because it was something that I spoke to her previously about. Now, I know it may be going off the topic, but she wants to know because she don't believe that most men has the same answer.
You asked me first thought. From the rip, right?
Hold on. Nah, don't say nothing. And the reason why I'm going to say don't say nothing, because I know what you're going to say, but I need to say this just to prove something. All right? Sure. You listening? Before y'all go there, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I do not like head.
Who said that?
Eddie. Edward Fairley said that. I do not like head. I don't like head. Now, that's why I knew I needed to do this first, because I knew it was going. That's why I said I'm glad she said this. I don't like head. So I'm not thinking what y'all about to say most men are thinking. And I know Hassan felt the need to say what most men. First you said what are men, then you said what most men.
Not all men, but what do most men think?
I can't speak for most men either. I don't even know half of a
okay,
little
well,
bit of men.
That's not what I needed to hear.
What I needed to hear was
on,
the
baby.
Question
hold
that
on,
she
Hoss.
Wanted.
Eddie, I want him to answer it. So I want to know what he thinks when he sees a woman with big lips. You don't think?
Nah, she's talking to you, Nash.
Well, I'm right here. Well, first thing is this, I have a two-part answer to that. First, I assume that she gives good head from the rip. But secondly, that's just like I call it a party starter. That don't mean nothing to me after a while. Cause I'm like, okay, enough of that. Let's get in. That's it.
Right.
Oh.
But that's my point exactly, is that when I explain to her that when you see a woman with full big lips, okay, most likely a lot of men automatically, unfortunately, it's the oldest myth and the oldest crap in the world that people have always assumed, well, she got big lips, she must be able to get a good head. And when I said that to her, she was like, I've never heard that before. And I'm like, you got to be kidding.
I never heard that
before. I said,
before.
Most
no, seriously.
Men that you will ask that question, hypothetically ask, not you, Amy, because you're not in the category. But I'm saying that when you just asking questions of people walking up and down the street, you could ask 50 men, okay, that lady has really big lips. What do you think she probably could be good at? And I guarantee you they're going to say,
no, no, see, if you put it that way,
head.
Then of course I'm going to
get that. Yeah, you threw it, you kind of threw out bait. You threw out bait. You're going to catch
that
somebody
way,
with that type of bait.
Yeah.
But,
see,
now,
everybody that looks at me I'm sorry, baby. Everybody that looks at me and say, okay,
the reason why, I wanted to stress that, and I'm glad that that came up, because like I said, you know, and I heard a damn pin drop on the phone when I said I don't like head. It was like, what? Who is this guy? I don't, and I never did, and I know there's females on the line saying, well, you just haven't, you ain't get it right. I had so many females tell me the same thing, and they got the same response that the females just said, well, you just ain't like my cornbread right. I told them, all right, well, you make me some. And I let them make me some, and I take it back. I get some, and I'm like, just like I thought, I don't like no damn cornbread. You're cornbread. So the same thing with the head that they gave me after they said that, well, you just ain't had it right. They gave me head, and I don't like head. I'm a giver, not a receiver. And I do not get aroused by head. And it's difficult. It's difficult for me to, I just don't, I've never liked head. And I'm like, okay, I don't see what the big deal is. You cannot replace what is just producing that natural.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Okay, you might want to hear a woman's point of view on that one. I don't know if the brothers can really.
Nobody's point of view matters about what I feel or what I like.
No, I know.
So,
I don't want
you to share a woman's point of view.
I have a question for you. Do you have women who you have encountered as far as oral sex, are they using their hands or are they using their mouth?
I've had females that did both. I'm telling you, there's not. I'm ashamed to say that I've been with a lot of females. I'm ashamed to say that. But I'm gonna tell you right now, towards the end of my run, it was when females went down. I'm like, whoa, so you don't. I'm gonna let you know before you can go there, but. That's not necessary. If it's going to please you, by all means, go and do that. Because I know if that's going to, but that's not necessary. Because if you allow me to do you, it's going to help this whole situation go a whole much better. Much better because I'm a pleaser. I get off by pleasing, not receiving. So you going down there and doing all them tricks that you think you hooking me up for, it's just not doing that for me. And I've had people say, well, dang, you can't come off there. I'm like, I don't know who you've been down there with, but you got a ways to go before you get to my climax. So you better, I hope you got a strong neck and jaws and you feel like you want to go that route. But like I'm saying, I'm trying to, y'all making me miss this point. But the point is, not all men are the same. Not all men like the same thing. So you might think you're doing something that men like to somebody like me, or close to me, or what have you, and you're messing it up for yourself is what I'm saying. That's where I'm going with all this. So
you let them know in the beginning, I don't want
him. Oh, I'm telling you, they'll head no. If I see them going that way, some people you don't have to say it because they're like, I don't do that. It's cool because I wasn't asking you to. But it's when they headed that route, and I'm like, oh, sweetie, you don't have to. I mean, if you want to go down there, it's going to please you. That's not necessary because if you're trying to get me aroused, let me do you. Let me do you, and then this thing can get jumpy. You don't have to go here. So I'm saying that's what I mean by that. I've never been a fan of head. I think I tried to force myself just like our signs. Like it's just like a male thing. It's so many things that quote unquote men like that. I'm like that don't do nothing for me. That ain't cute. That ain't sexy. And it's interesting that we having this conversation. One of my frat brothers, he called me last week, and he was like, man, he said, I met this girl. We've been talking off and on the phone. But our first date, he said, this chick, she went in. I mean, she went in in the bed or whatever. And she was like, awesome. And he said, I ended up cutting her off. He said, because that just, was kind of a turnoff to me. And he said, but I can't to this day understand why that was a turnoff. He said, my friend, my other brothers, they've been joking me, saying, well, what, did you want the sex to be whack? Did you want it to be corny? Why you cut the chick off? You said you liked her and everything. And he said he couldn't grasp why it was. And he asked me, why did I think it was? And I told him, well, I said, you know what? Because I think everybody wants to feel special. I don't know anybody that doesn't want to feel special or wanted. And if she threw all that on the first day, y'all hadn't even really been out together, whatever, and she did her daggone thing like that, mentally you're thinking, everybody gets this red light special. This ain't, this is not special to me.
I would rather us grow into that.
I would rather us, you know, like, damn, babe, I didn't know you did that, you know, after several times we've done it. But you doing all the tricks and all the stuff like that, on the first date, we haven't really been out or whatever. That kind of makes me feel like, you know
what?
What he did was he cut off. He's done. He's not messing with her like that. Because in his mind, he wants a wife. He wants a wife, and he don't feel that she's a wife material.
Okay, I can respect that. I can respect that he's looking for something more wholesome. But what do you do with the female that does hold back and wait, and she tears your ass up like that, compared to the woman that can do that to you day 1, 12, 40, and 60? What do you do with the woman that says, yeah, I gave it to her all to you like that the first night, but she's like that all the time? Do you knock her down and say it's not worth it because she can do the damn thing the first night?
Compared to, I waited
2 months to get it, and then she did that a month later. Doesn't make a difference.
Let's be clear. I'm not saying that his decision was a right or wrong decision. He called me to understand or try to understand why it was the way that it was. Now, some guy might be like, "Yo, I'm marrying this chick." You know, first, because she did her thing. But another guy might say, "Well, dang, if she did all that, first of all, what is there to look forward to outside of, okay, what I just experienced?" But some people want to feel like, you know what, dang, I guess this just took our relationship to a whole nother level. She never did that for me before. It was like, dang, that kind of felt good. Like, so I guess I am special. I guess she really does like me that she went there. I didn't think she would ever go there. You know what I'm saying? But so
what do you do if she can do it a month later? What if you do, you're whining and dining, you're going out, you're getting to know each other, you're talking, you're communicating, you're doing all the things you're supposed to do in courting someone with respect. She gives you the same respect you give her. She's a lady, she's classy, she's dignified. Then a month later, she finally decides it's your turn to get some of these cookies. And she gives you the cookies and busts your monkey ass. I mean, give it to you the same way that other chick gave it to you the first night. She had that waiting for you a month later. Does she get a pass because she waited 30 days compared to the one that gave it to you in 2 days and did the same thing? So that same female that could have given that to you the first night is the same female that waited 30 days.
No. You're missing the point. It has nothing to do with having sex. He's not talking about how fast they had sex. He's talking about what happened when they had that quick sex. So if they would have just had, you know, regular sex or whatever, and she didn't pull out all those stops, I'm not going to go into detail
as to what it is
that she did, then he would have felt, if she, like after, like you said, maybe a month, 2, 3, if it escalated and she got to where she was on day one, that, okay, maybe I feel special. But just the fact that on that first date, they hadn't really been talking that much, nor had they been out together. She just went all out, provided him with a red light special. It was like, I don't feel special. This is what she does.
This is hilarious.
This is her profession. This is what she does. I'm not special. This is a chick dude.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So basically, it's just feeling like you are special to the person that kind of, I mean, like I said, everybody wants to feel wanted. I personally don't want to feel like what you did or do with me is something that, oh, this is just what she does. I can tell you exactly how Roxanne get down. First, she start with, she pull the oil out. The one that's right next to that left pillow with the red, what you call it, you know what I'm saying? They break you down. How your girl, take care of you. You want to feel like this is something that she do for me. Even if it's a daggone lie, you want to feel, everybody wants to, there's nobody in the world that does not want to feel wanted or special. I don't care who you are. Now, that's something I'm willing to say is a something that everybody has just out of human nature. You want to feel special. You want to feel wanted. That's another thing. So if that's another thing you talking about, I don't care who your man or your woman is, nobody wants to always be initiating sex. Nobody. Nobody. Everybody wants to feel wanted. Somebody's going to want you to switch it up and you throw them on the bed or whatever sometimes. Nobody wants to always be like, why do I got to start sex all the time? Why can't you just do it or whatever? Nobody wants, somebody wants sometimes to feel like they wanted, like you couldn't resist being around them for a while and you just had to take your pants off. Everybody wants that feeling. So if you're the one that's always waiting on somebody to do something to you, you need to change quick. Because they got somebody that's willing to start it up for them.
I was about to say that.
So I'm just saying. But yeah, man, this is funny. I like you. What's your name again?
You better be asking me my name.
Yep. How about you? What's your name again?
You better be asking me my name.
We just had sex.
Hold on, this is like phone sex. Unfortunately, I know your shit is tight, but we're talking to a recording artist who has a whole lot of things going on, from pages to books to, okay, so you're not talking to somebody that's like, okay, I just did a little diddly on the corner and I do karaoke. We're talking to a recording artist that has made records, still making records. Just came from Miami at the World Music Conference last week. So this was a special treat for us to be able to have someone like this. So remember her name.
This is my response to that. If I watch country music, I don't care what those people's names are. I'm not going to know who the hell they are when they call them up. If I've never heard of her before,
but we're having
I'm going to ask her. That's why I'm trying to explain to you. And nobody, no matter what kind of artist or writer or whatever, or Oscar or whatever you got on the show, is going to be specialer than anybody on the other show, because we all people. We all breathe the same.
I'm good with that.
Everybody is equal on this show. Again,
I'm good with that.
I'm not asking for that. Hold on.
You're wonderful.
Hold on.
You didn't dispute it when he said it.
I'm not asking for that. I'm being honest with you. I love it. You're very special. You're very special. Anybody who don't want head is special. I'm going to agree with everybody else that tells you that you just haven't had it done the right way. So
I'm going to leave you alone. So, honestly, just to get back to what I was trying to say originally, which was to big you up, I'm confident in saying that Sig is giving you a stamp of approval from a female standpoint. She personally feels that females cannot stay on topic and hold it down, and I think you've more than held it down as a female on this radio show tonight, and I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation and appreciated you this evening. So that's where I was headed before I got to finding out that I got to Google you to see how important you are in the music industry and the game or whatever. I'm not changing my mind about you. You are excellent. I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. This is great quadrilogue, I guess you would call it, since it's four people on the line. So Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds nice. Foursome. Wow. I like the way that sounds. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm really, really enjoying myself. I really am enjoying myself. I love talking about sex. I love talking about sexuality, like I said, because a lot of people get involved in it and don't really know. It's not just connecting people. It's actually souls are connected, and all sorts of things happen when you make that magic. So you need to make it the right way. So I agree that you totally, totally have to, you have to be clear to know exactly what it is you're looking for. And I guess that's why a lot of times I'm by myself, because I'm too clear. So, but it's good. It's a good thing. It's a good show. I'm glad you guys are doing that. It's a good thing.
In the day, man, if you're not clear about what you want to be happy, more than likely you're not getting the stuff you want to be happy, so which leaves you unhappy. So why not do it? Or either you're cheating to get that little thing, but you would prefer to be with your lady, man. And I know it sounds crazy for me to say that. Why would they hide it if they felt if they didn't really care? They do care. That's why they hide it. You don't see no pimps hiding that they sleeping with the other hoes. He's just honest. He's open with it because he don't really care. He does not. Right. I'm saying he does not care. And the fact that somebody's going through all this sneaking and stuff like that is because they do care. It's just unfortunate that they care about you so much that they're scared they're gonna lose you for what it is that will make them happy as far as sex and pleasure is concerned. So that's something that you guys really have to work on in y'all's relationship. To just make y'all's relationship better, because that sucks. It sucks to be in a relationship that with somebody that you really want to be with, but not be able to do the things you want to do with the person you want to be with. That is a terrible and a crappy situation to be in, man. And nobody wants to be in it. And unfortunately,
do you think that's a conversation? Do you think that's a conversation in the beginning?
No.
Do you think that's a conversation?
Honestly, no. No, and the reason why I say no is because, again, we are eliminating the fraud. if you share that in the beginning, you're creating the fraud. You're helping them become the fraud that you don't want. You feel what I'm saying? So if on your blog or your post, you tell them everything you want, oh, I like when a man starts with my ankles and works his way, you know what I'm saying? That's what a dude going to do. You like, dude, you are too good to be true. You did it just from the beginning right. How did you know that I like it from my ankles? Well, it's on your chat site telling me that you like it from your ankles first. So you don't want to do that. You want to be with the person that you're quote-unquote compatible with, and then once y'all get to that that sex thing, like you said, and I love that, is coach. And show them what it is that you want. Because, first of all, I'm going to tell you, I'm about to say something. You got your bomb ready, Nas?
Yeah, I'm right here.
You got the explosion sound ready? All right.
I go.
Female, this is for y'all, man. If you got a man who can stay erect long enough and you ride and you don't get an orgasm from him and you complain about him, you're stupid. You're stupid. Why? First of all, you control everything that's going on. If you're on top and he's in, and he can, like I said, if he can last long enough. Now, if he can't last, that's a whole other story. But if you have control of the stick and you are controlling how this is working and doing whatever, and you don't get off, that is your fault. Don't be trying to get mad at him or whatever if you don't sit there and direct him and tell him what it is that he needs to do for you to feel satisfied. That's why you're not satisfied. You keep it. Why would you sit there mad instead of saying, hey, no, don't do it like that. Here, move over here, whatever. And another thing, and fellas, you got your bomb? You got your bomb ready? You got your bomb ready? Why are you in it? Please pay attention. God, that just irks me, man. Pay attention while you're in it, because when she says, ooh, right there, y'all fools getting excited and speed up and move and get off course, and you ruin the whole daggone thing. Pay attention. How you going to get the person off if you don't know where the heck you at? How you going to stay there if you don't know where the heck you at? Pay attention to what's going on. Pay attention to her body movement, her facial expressions, and the words that she's saying. That just irks me hearing about dudes, man, just messing it up for all guys. That's why we get such a bad rap. Pay attention to what you're doing. females, if you got to do that, can stay hard. Get yours off. Stop being dumb and not saying nothing and not getting it off when you possibly, you have the tools right there to use what you need to get your stuff off. That just hurts the heck out of me. But that's pretty much it. That's all I had to say about that. But I just can't understand. How can you be straddled up on a dude and you don't get off when he can stay erect for you? What is wrong with you? You don't know what you like? That's another thing. That's why when I was young, I didn't deal with girls that was my age, because I've always dealt with females older than me, because older women, they tended to know what it was that they want, so they were easier to please. I was not going to be with no older woman and she's just going to let me give a head wrong or whatever and just not be satisfied. An older woman tell you quick, man, what are you doing? Don't do that. Move right here and take care of this or whatever. So I love anybody that can communicate, because in the end, they're going to be pleased. And again, like I said, I got off from giving. So if I did not please you, it was hard for me to climax. So my goal was to please you. So I couldn't climax until I made you climax. So it was a win-win for me.
Wow. It's funny. It's crazy that you're talking about that subject, because I just got a text. You got a caller that wants to ask a question.
What was the question?
Miss Vicky and Eddie, you starting trouble right now, so it's all good.
That's a good thing. Trouble is always good.
Exactly. Trouble causes people to. That means people learning. That means people learning and confirming. They be like, see, you either getting a.
Now,
see, I told you.
I just think people's worried. People more worried that you don't get slobbed on.
They're not worried. Then they have no lives. It's so much other stuff to be worried about than to be worried about my sex life. Trust and believe. My area is being taken well care of, and it ain't from no head. It's from the better portion. That's why I have a son on the way.
Did he call it
so,
the better portion? Oh wow.
Yes, the better portion.
You haven't had the right head, baby.
Yeah, whatever.
You're gonna be on the head, doctor.
Let me check. He was calling online. I think he was calling from Georgia. Is Georgia 678 area code?
Yeah.
All right, let me see if he was calling. That's got a text.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome to the Man Up Talk Show. You with Mr. Nass in the panel. I'm sorry for having you hold. We wasn't sure if you was taking the call or listening. You're online.
Hi, guys. All right, what an interesting conversation. I wanted to go back to a point. I'm not sure who it was that made it. About the cheating and the cheating because someone doesn't provide what you are asking for. My question is why cheat? Why not just leave? I think that generally we as men and women just don't communicate honestly. So I was listening to the example of, communicating with the other person and saying, hey, I'm not trying to leave my woman or man or whatever, you're going to have to deal with it in that way, but you're not being honest with your significant other because that significant other is not understanding that you are cheating. So
I stated that earlier. I said cheating is never the justification. That's definitely wrong, and that you should or you always have the option to leave. You should leave. No one on this show said that cheating was right. I did say, though, that if a person provides you with all the things that they want or they would like in their lives, and you don't provide that for them, at least they have a legitimate reason for cheating, but that's not the right thing to do, that they should leave. That's all I said.
Right. And I do believe with the point that you cheat because you can. And that's the way I've always said it. If nobody who are you going to cheat with? Regardless of whatever your reasons, if you're not dissatisfied or whatever, I just think that a conversation, if you're in a conversation or a relationship, I think that cheating happens when you don't take the time to get to know each other beforehand. And if you know that someone is not going to meet your needs, or if you know, like the conversation you guys were having in my head, if I know that you don't like head and, you're upfront with me about that, I think there's got to be some give and take as well, because if that is what pleases me to give me off by giving head,
Right.
type of person.
That's the issue for me in this relationship
with you, and I want to make this work, and I want to make you happy, too, because it's not just about me getting off. It's about both of us getting off.
Exactly.
So,
I clearly stated that when a girl went down there, what did I say, fellas? I said, if that gets you off or that pleases you, by all means, go that route. Are you guys not listening to me? I said that.
Yes.
I'm saying I get off by other females getting off. So if someone's giving me head, I'm getting off by if they are into head. I'm getting off by the sheer fact that they are being pleased by providing me with that pleasure. And then we go from there. I definitely hear what you're saying. It has to be a mutual thing. So if someone came to me and giving head was what stimulated or got them off, by all means, they would be taking care of the mic. But outside of that, that's me letting people know that that's not what you have to do to try to get me aroused or take care of me. But I definitely agree that it's a mutual thing. And like I said, it was always a win-win for me because I couldn't get off until I got you off in the first place.
There's also instances, you know, and it's not to continue on the whole head thing, but there's also instances where, you know, there are situations where you put the man and the woman in a situation where there's a sexual encounter about to transpire, and you say, okay, a lot of times a lot of women have this thing that they feel as though that a lot of men automatically go right down and think they're supposed to give them head, they're supposed to give them a fake job, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of women are like, I don't like that. I don't want that.
Exactly.
So they're pushing your head away. Now, for a woman to give a man head automatically without any reservations, unfortunately for us, we just let it go because we don't push them away. But guess what? Like the sister said, sometimes, you may not want it, but if I do that to you, I went from dry to, brother, you're going to need a towel because I'm soaking wet because I'm doing that to you. But it's not going to make a difference if you're sitting there and you got the mean mug like, this ain't doing nothing for me. Yeah, but she's soaking wet. So you, it's giving shit because I know in situations where it was like, this woman don't even know what the hell she's doing. She's pretty much about to bite off the skin off my shit. But for her, she's good to go. So, for me, it does have a situation where you have to look at it. It is give and take. You know, what she don't want, you may be giving her something that you want. What you don't want, she may be giving you something that she wants.
It's always that way, and that's why I communicated. Like I said, if someone's headed that way, it was immediately said, you don't have to do that, but if it pleases you, by all means, go ahead. Now, granted, like I said, if I can tell somebody's into it and they was into it like that, I get aroused by the sheer fact that they're getting aroused. So there's no me putting my head, looking to the sky, saying one potato, two potatoes, the daggone, get the thing to go by. I'm a very attentive person, so I'm paying attention to everybody. That's why I stress that whole paying attention. If you tell me to stay right there, you better guarantee that I'm gonna be right there because I know where I'm at. First of all, I'm studying you while I'm in it in the first place to find out what it is that provides you with the stimulation that you need or you want so that I can know where I should be staying or where I should be going. But that's a whole nother story. That's all my wife's business now and those that have experienced it in the past. But trust me when I say I agree with knowing and understanding that it is a give and take. Now, like I said, for those that goes right back to what I said earlier, for those who, like you said, don't want to give head and they're like, ew, that's nasty. If your man is asking for it, he's probably, if somebody provides it for him and you're the one saying no, unfortunately, like I said, cheating is not going to be a justified thing to do, but it's definitely an option and it's definitely something that, more than, especially if they like you. If they don't like you, like I said, more than likely, they don't care. They don't care about how you feel. There's so many people you can watch reality TV that just straight up tell chicks, well, I don't care. I'm going to be with this girl. I'm doing this. deal with it. Those people don't care. A person that takes the time to try to be sneaky and all that stuff like that, I'm telling you right now, it sounds crazy, it sounds odd, but they care.
Caught.
They care about you. They like you because they don't want to get caught just to keep you around and get what it is that you're not providing for them in the first place. So,
wow.
It is what it is.
Just, I have a question for Atlanta, Georgia. Is that Atlanta online? I think it's Georgia.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. What's your name again, sister?
Mary.
Mary. I have a question for you. Just from your perspective, just listening to what you're saying. Now, when you tell a gentleman or a man or whatever you want to call him, you're making it clear what you want, and he doesn't agree, is that a deal breaker for you?
It depends on what it is.
Yeah, I agree. That's a wonderful answer. It depends on what. I mean, people's priorities are different, right, man. Sex might be the number one priority to someone, and it might be at the bottom of the list for the next person. So that is a wonderful answer.
I'm glad you said that, and maybe this is for everybody right here that's online. Now, check it. Now, I hear the arguments, you know, sex doesn't matter, more relationship. On what quota or percentage does it matter in your relationship? I just want to know personally from every person that's on the panel now, how
well,
much
let's start with me. So let's start with me.
Can we have a percentage point? Is there a percentage point of how much the sex matters in a relationship?
No, and I'm gonna tell you right now, and my wife knows this, and I'm very passionate about this, you know, that whole people putting time frames on goods and all this stuff like that. My wife knows, and I told him, like, there's no way, first of all, I'm marrying a female that I don't test the goods. I'm a Christian. That's just something that I had to deal with and repent about, mentally saying or whatever on the air. But there's no way in the world that I am going to marry somebody that I've never tested the goods. That's how I feel about sex. That is just it's a form of communication for me. That is where I can say the words. That's where I can say to you the things that I cannot formulate in words. So to deny me of that is to not talk to me in my eyes. It's the equivalent of my wife, she loves hugs. It's the equivalent of me snatching hugs away from her. So if I am not provided with sex, I am not provided with communication. And we all know that relationships do not work well with communication. And I told my wife that. I said, if that Steve Harvey book came out, and you try to hit me with that 90-day rule or whatever, first of all, you either one of two things. Either you wouldn't be my wife right now, or it would have been 90 days of me not having sex with you. But I would have been having sex with somebody else within that 90 days prior to.
Wow.
And that's just and that's coming from
reality.
And that's just me coming from me being honest. And I don't care
that's
what anyone say. I'm a good man. I'm a good man. I do wonderful with my children and my wife, but that's just the reality of what it is. So y'all can read these crazy books that's trying to tell y'all what's what or whatever.
Ain't reading,
and,
Jack.
You know, I'm not knocking my faith, but I've heard stories of guys that waited, you know, to get married, and they saw their fiancé before they got married putting on pants, and she had a bulge in the front. Find out she was a transvestite and stuff like that. I'm not seeing it. So again, I've never did any contractual agreement, which that's what a marriage is, without walking through the house or riding the car before I decide to say, you know what, this is where I'm going. So I apologize, Pastor, if you're listening to this or whatever, but that's just where I am when it comes to sex. But I'm married now, so my sex is good.
Okay, I think his question was a percentage, right? Isn't the question a percentage?
Yeah, I mean percentage.
Oh.
I mean, but you know,
percentage wise, I'm gonna say it's I'm gonna say 89%. I'm giving 11% to everything else. Sex is big to me, man.
Wow,
it's a communicating thing. It is hot.
Okay, unfortunately, I have to be honest with you. I'm more like 80, 92. That's where I was going. So, yeah. Mm.
Okay.
I'm there.
Vicky?
And I'm going to agree as well. Sex is very, very hot. I will say probably about 80%. Because, it's all of those other things that lead up to sex. And because I have to definitely make sure that for me, it's a feeling. It's that when I see you, I want you. It's, you know, that touch, that email, that text, or, you know, that conversation. So it's all of those things. So it's very high, 80%.
Okay. Listen to these nasty asses. I'm going to say personally, that's right, I'll call y'all nasty. All three of you nasty. But I'm going to be honest, because I'm probably worse than everybody on the panel. I got issues. I want to go into it, but I'm terrible. I won't say 89%. I'm just going to say 80%, because I feel as though that if it's 80% for me, what I'm doing is saying, okay, yeah, I need it, I want it, I desire it, I want it how I want it, when I want it, and it's going to be you, and you're going to do it all for me. But I need that 20% sanity, because that 80%, we're going to do the daggone thing. I need 20% of sanity, because I need every now and again for you to tell me no, so I can go back to that 80% and say, realize I'm taking this tomorrow, right? I'm going to let you get it today. Tomorrow I'm going to get you. So I need that 20% to be sanity. So we have an understanding that, okay, we've been doing this like every day. We need about 2 months worth of rest. You know, not every day we ain't going to do it, but we need 2 months worth of rest where we can actually talk, communicate, go out, do things, feed the kids, walk the dog, you know, clean the house. We need to do something. So that 80%. It's always going to be high. It's going to always be there. So I say 80. 89 would be too much for me, because that means I won't sleep. So I'm going to go with 80.
All right. Okay, man.
All right, you know what? I got to ride with my dog on that one, that 80%. It may be 85. I'm sorry, no, I'm going to go 85, because that 5 means a little bit more. It's the other things that matter.
5 means a little bit more.
You know, I got issues. You know, my missus, listen, love you.
I know that's right. Go a little higher. What the hell? Go a little higher. Go a little higher. Go a little higher.
But, you know, it's just keeping it funky and real. I mean, but I think the fact that and what makes a good relationship is the fact that, you know, we're honest with one another. I can be real with her. She can be real with me. You know, and a lot of guys, I hear, man, I don't tell everything, you know, what I'm about. Listen, man, if you don't say nothing, you know, what's the old cliche? You know, me and talk about this all the time. You know, closed mouth don't get fed. That's just real talk. Mm-hmm. If you don't say what you want, you're not going to get what you want. So if you do something, you know, in Brother Eddie's case, he don't like the head.
Yeah, close mouth, but don't get head.
The headless horses.
Hey, honestly, though, for real, because it seemed like we're making it, you know, like we feel bad that we're saying these numbers, 89 or whatever. But if you think about it and get to the root of it, sex is the ultimate I'm digging you. That means you have to jump through the hurdles of, well, when we're talking about a relationship, you had to have jumped through the hurdles of you've kept me intrigued mentally. You stimulated my thoughts, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. We have a lot of likes, and we're compatible, or whatever. Because for you to mm-hmm. get aroused or be interested in somebody, all that other stuff has to be there for you to enjoy it. And for you to get wet, for you to get stimulated. So 89%, 90, those aren't bad numbers, because in the end, all that other stuff has to be there for you to get to that that point with that person. So sex is, like I said, it's the ultimate, you know what, I'm digging you, I'm loving you. Like I said, that is the ultimate form of communication for me, because me as a writer, and as y'all can tell, I can talk. I have a lot of words in my vocabulary. So when I get to the point where my words are not sufficient enough to show you how I feel about you, and I need to use sex to help you get that extra feeling of what it is that I'm trying to say, then I have to share that with you, because you need to know. You feel what I'm saying? So, and a card is not going to do it. Writing you a letter is not going to do it. Shouting you out on a song is not going to do it. I need to show you through my spirit and my soul and in this bed what it is that I'm feeling for you. So,
I like that.
Now, I'm just saying.
I guess this falls in line with what you and Vicky were talking about earlier about stimulating the mind. So you're basically saying at least it's got to be 5 to 10% of mind stimulation at some point.
Honestly, when I did my percentage, I was saying how important it was. I wasn't necessarily saying that other things weren't important. I was just saying where I was when it came to sex being important.
Hold on 1 second. I think we got a couple minutes. We got like 4 minutes left. We have another caller. I mean, I don't mean to interrupt you, but let me see if we get this caller right.
Okay,
here.
No, you good. You good.
Let me see what we got here. Well, once again, welcome to the Man Up Talk Show. You're online with the Man Up Talk Show with Brother Nas, Haas, and we got Miss Lovely Miss Vicky Martin. Talk to us.
I remember that too, Vicky. I know your name.
Hello. I guess they just listening. We'll get back to them. They just following. We get those callers sometimes, but it's all good. But
yeah.
Sorry, brother. Get back to your point.
I was just saying that I wasn't comparing it to anything else. I was just saying how important sex was. But like I said, with me, sex is a collaboration of a whole bunch of things. It's just the end result of those things. So that's why it gets a high percentage for me. So. It's not taken away from anything like conversation or anything like that. It's just saying that sex is important. Like, we got a serious problem if you got, like, if it was an accident that cuts you by the waist. Yeah. we're gonna have to talk this thing out, like, figure out what we're going to do.
I got another call online. Let's see if we can get this call online. You're online on the Man Up Talk Show. Talk to us. All right. There's another caller. There's another listener. Those are calling. Just if you want to speak, it's all good. You can check us out on Shadow Worlds, Facebook.com. I got a couple people that text us, but it's all good. Listen, we're down to like 3 minutes. I gotta give the panel, Brother Haas. You know, man, it's been a long awaited, brother. You know, we talk about behind the scenes, dog.
Yeah.
And, people need to know what we do outside of just grabbing turntables, and I really appreciate Love You, man, for coming on board.
Love you more, man.
And Miss Vicky Martin, I got to give you the ultimate applause. I mean, not too many women hold it down. I mean, really. I mean, you kicked ass tonight. I know you're an artist. I chopped it up with you at the Brownstone a little bit. I got a couple pictures with you. But I appreciate you, sister. You was on point tonight. You more than welcome to the show. And we appreciate you. And then also, according to my brother Eddie, he says that you got the support of some other sisters down south.
You still online? Well, she might have been off.
Ms. Mary.
Oh, I'm here. I just muted you. Sorry.
No. Honestly, you guys helped us. Y'all helped the listeners see how much fun this show can be when people call in. Thank you so much for what you did today.
It takes a lot of courage.
Thank you for calling in. It takes a lot of courage to come up there, come up on the show and speak your mind and just share your views and thoughts and even challenge us, if you will. And we just want to say we appreciate you. I'm not sure how long you've been listening, but please come back and continue to listen because we appreciate your thoughts and your mind. Thank you.
Chime in. You know, come through.
Thank you very much. Miss Vicky, I mean, you ladies been awesome. You guys have, I got to be really kicked ass. You guys are on point. I mean, you say, but we're going to close it out. I want to thank all the listeners that tuned in. You know, we got Georgia, we got Pennsylvania, Connecticut, Virginia, New York, New Jersey, California's on the tune in. I believe we got some people overseas checking us out. Right now, tonight's show, we're very proud. You know, we're well over 100 and 200 people. Well, 250. I'm reading the stats now. But we appreciate you guys. We love you for tuning in. Real talk, you know, we out of here. 30 seconds, you guys. Real quick, what we got? Going out.
Yo, we just love y'all, man. This is coming from Eddie, man. Please keep coming in again. Don't just listen to us. Take what we say, consider it, chew on it, let it marinate, and apply it. Because otherwise, we're just talking for nothing. It's wasted air. So at least consider it or and align it to your truth and see where to go from there. But thank y'all for y'all support. I'm out.
So you got about 20 seconds, brother.
Yeah, just wanted to give a shout out to everybody that tuned in. We can't do this thing without you. And, I've been away for a while, but I'm here. And I'm back. So I've been a little bit under the weather and been a little bit busy, but I just want to personally thank everybody for tuning in to Shallow World Entertainment, Brother Edward Fairley. You know, we love you like a plate of food, and you know we greedy, so you know how much love we got for you. And just a super shout-out to my girl, Vicky Martin. That's my baby,
yes,
man. She
sir.
All right with me. And
yeah,
Sister
no
Mary
doubt.
From
Definitely
Georgia, you the best, because this is what we need, more people like you. So I just want to give peace, love, and blessings to everybody and, you know, keep everything in perspective because we definitely are always here for you.
Vicky, you know I'm going to ask you to come on the show again. You know that, right?
I think she's gone, man. We're going to have to talk to her
yeah,
later.
She
got to
do
side.
Something later.
Yeah.
We'll holler on top of that.
Guys, you know, lovely lady Mary, all listeners, Raven. She's been tuning, she's been texting, you know, all the listeners. We really appreciate it. It was a great show, guys. You know, and my brothers, you know I love y'all all day. I love y'all like a can of Spam, but, you know, my man Haas, he don't eat pork, but it's all good. It's all good, but, you know, listen, man, good things going down. All the listeners checking us out, we appreciate it. We love you. We'll check y'all out later. Peace. Have a
love
great
you, Sonya. Raven show. I appreciate
respect,
you, ladies.
Respect.
Bye.
No doubt. Y'all have a great evening. Let's close out.
The show has been sponsored by Team Fox. Mind, focusing, intelligence, nurturing excellence with Bill Talk, the Little Note, Raven's Closet Talk Show.
Shadow, 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 sh